And I think that just that flicked this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Welcome. You are listening to Jim and Them, episode 862, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and I am sitting here enjoying myself. I'm back. I was gone for a while. I had to have a wrestling match. I had my retirement match. Unfortunately, I know everybody's going to be very sad to hear this. I did lose. I tried my very hardest, but when you are being ganged up on by... Like, it was like 20 guys came to the ring and kept beating me up. Someone tried to catch me on fire. I went through a door. I was hit with about every weapon you can imagine. Light tubes. I was bleeding. I'm covered in bruises. I'm sorry to anyone that I let down. I know there are a lot of people betting money on my match. I'm sorry. Unless you bet against me, then I'm not sorry. But I don't need wrestling when I have a real-life tag team partner here in the studio with me. By the name of Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for that fine intro. So wait, did you say that was your final match?
It was. It was my retirement match,
oh,
Jim.
Oh, man, you went out on your back, huh? Like a true pro.
You know what? You go out putting someone over, putting some young talent over, and that's what I did. I did it the right way, Jim.
But yeah, real quick, I do want to shout out once again the Streamathon on the horizon. 2 weeks from tonight, baby. We actually did get a few more donations during the break. And actually one I had missed from earlier. Spectral Intelligence Solutions, thank you for your donation.
A company from the Terminator movies.
And I think, did I shout out? We got one from Shelby.
Oh, my favorite.
We got one from David. David, very generous. 222s. Thank you, brother.
David.
George Couture. What are we up to? I think we're at about... We're almost at 7 hours already banked, and we're a couple weeks away.
We have 3 weeks left. Is that what you said, Jim? 3 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Right?
Oh, my God.
It's
the
May already.
Streamathon.
I do feel like, oh, shit. There's, got to get everything ready. You got to get everything prepared.
Wait, Jim, what month is it?
It's Heather Don May.
It's Heather Don May.
Shout out to Heather Don May. Yeah. I know you're hanging out in the chat.
Thank you so much, Heather Don May.
But quick reminder, hang out with us. Put some time on. Well, I mean, it's going to be Saturday the next day, but if you do work Saturdays, take it off. Hang out with the boys.
If you're international and you've never gotten a chance to listen to us live, now's the perfect time. I can't tell you how many times I get to see in-person listeners that I've known for years and years and years that are usually podcast listeners, and it's always one of my favorite things about the Streamathon is getting to see those people. I not to single one person out, but my boy Matthew O'Driscoll, one of our long time listener, lives in Ireland, and he got to do the murderer mystery with us, which was incredibly fun. He then stuck around afterwards to do one of Jacob Burrow's games. Driscoll has been listening to the show for ages. And my only interactions with him had always just been like a random Facebook thing here and there. And that was one of my like favorite parts of the show is getting to like hang out with Driscoll. He helped with a couple segments and just one of my favorite things.
We might even have an appearance from
Yeehaw.
The content cowboy himself.
Yeehaw, indeed.
You never know what can happen at the Streamathon. I mean, hell, we barely know.
Speaking of Burrows, I have been talking to Burrows about something that I think will be pretty fun.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we have Burrows hanging out. You'll just hear us get overtired and silly and goofy. Yeah. And we get emotional by the end because once you've been, I think we've said this many times where it's like once you get in it, like once we're 12 hours in, 15 hours in, we don't remember what it was like not to do the Streamathon.
In fact, often our group chat afterwards for the next couple of days is like, it feels weird to not be at the studio. I know that when I ate that BLT last year, I wanted to cry because like I was like having a hard time existing. And then I ate that BLT and I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest moment of my life.
But yes, so a couple of weeks, hang with the boys. We'll have a few things. It's not like a thing. We don't sleep. I mean, I know that's kind of obvious, but just in case, the reason why I want to clarify is because I do know that some streamers do like sleep streams
where it's just like a camera pointed at them.
Yeah.
The whole point is we essentially just do the show. I mean, there's times where we're like,
it's more of a hang.
Hey, watch this video while we eat really quick. Or, hey, we're walking downstairs setting something up. So technically there's like,
but the mics are still hot. Yeah. Like we're still hanging there. We'll probably watch some stuff. I do want to take an opportunity I know people have already been doing this since we got our OG channel back, but I'd like to have a good chunk of it be like, a little bit going down our own memory lane and introducing some of maybe our new listeners to some of our past videos and some of the other stuff we've done.
Yeah.
And for people that are already familiar with it, we'll maybe do some commentary and just some insight. So it'll be a lot of fun. Get ready. Now.
Or else.
Yeah, or else.
It's a threat.
Yeah. This was a couple weeks ago, but we didn't talk about it. What happened with Weezer's bass player?
Oh, yeah. Didn't his wife...
wife got into a shootout with the police?
Yeah, and then died.
Did she die? I don't think she died, though.
I thought she did.
I think she just got arrested.
Oh.
Because I think it's just like how a lot of real... or did she? Oh, yeah, she was in court. Like, you know, a lot of real shootings, apparently, like, people... It's, like, hard to get shot. You know, like, in the movies, it's usually like, yeah, pow, 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 pow. Yeah. But usually, I guess, when people are shooting guns, they're just wildly shooting them around. So it's usually when you're not in the shootout that you get shot.
Huh.
So apparently there was a L.A. freeway crash and a manhunt. So they were like chasing a guy through a neighborhood or something.
She's uninvolved in the initial start then. Is that what you're saying?
Let's see. Police shooting, blah, blah, blah. All right. Jillian Schreiner, wife of Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner, was the uninvolved woman shot by police, now faces charges of attempted murder. April 8th, the incident began in the eastbound lanes of the 134 freeway west of Figueroa Street. You know the old L.A. thing where it's like, oh, what are you going up on to the 134 to the 5?
Yeah, go to Figueroa, going to catch a Lakers game. Yeehaw!
yeah, right.
Yeehaw.
So, California Highway Patrol responded to reports of a three-car crash in which three males in one of the involved vehicles fled the freeway on foot. Mm-hmm. So, they called LA police for backup. And he was chased off the freeway.
We can't make it. Send the Weezer bassist to our wife in our stead.
Brother and sister who witnessed the crash got into the Eagle Rock neighborhood. Oh, wait, no. One of the suspects was chased off the freeway by a brother and sister who witnessed the crash.
Okay.
They got into the Eagle Rock neighborhood, stripped down to his boxers, jumped into a resident's pool and watered their garden in an attempt to blend in.
I fucking love that.
That's like cartoon,
dude.
That's awesome.
That rules. And you know what? The only bummer about that should have worked.
Yes.
And the fact that it didn't is a miracle.
That is kind of genius. Like, oh, shit. Oh, no, I'm just lounging in my pool. Like, yeah. I clearly wasn't in a hit and run. I'm not on the run from the police.
That's so great. I love that. I'm bummed that he didn't escape. He deserves to have escaped.
While the police were searching backyards for that suspect in the area of Eagle Vista Drive in Waldo Place, the bassist's wife allegedly emerged from her home next door armed with a gun. Schreiner refused multiple orders to drop the firearm before pointing it at officers, prompting them to open fire.
What the fuck?
The 51-year-old was struck in the shoulder by police gunfire and retreated into her home. Meanwhile, Sky 5 was over the scene where the suspect in his underwear was captured, cuffed. Dude, he should have gotten away in that whole melee that happened with her. That he had even a better diversion.
Or he should have treated it like a video game, and while they were shooting at her, he like runs up with like a chainsaw lancer and like cuts a cop in half.
Yeah. Catches that slipping.
Yeah, drop the hammer of dawn on them while they're shooting at the bassist's wife.
So then there was aerial footage of Schreiner and another woman, reportedly her child's babysitter, coming out of the residence with their hands up. The two women were ordered to walk down the driveway and told to lie on the street while police took them into custody. Someone in the chat saying trigger happy cops that they didn't announce they were police.
I was going to ask, because I had some questions. Cause if she's coming out with a gun, her intention must be like, who are these people with guns? So if were they wearing cop outfits, or was it just a lot of plain clothes guys because they were chasing someone through a neighborhood?
There is some video. I'm going to pull up. There is some video of the interaction.
Because I refuse to side with the cops, given almost overwhelming information otherwise.
So let me see. They put the 51-year-old into an ambulance, took her to the hospital. She was treated for non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Schreiner and the babysitter were questioned and later released. The news release official said she was booked absentee for attempted murder and that a 9mm handgun was recovered from the residence. The two other male suspects who fled the scene of the crash are still at large. So two guys did get away.
There's like in some guy's backyard. One of them's like painted white, pretended to be a statue. The other one's like fucking watering some flowers, walking a dog that's not his.
Those two guys were probably... They were the ones that were like maybe hiding in her bushes, and they just kind of looked up in her window and were like, hey, there's some guys out here. They're saying they're going to shoot your house up. Do you got a weapon? And she's like, I do. And then like
go
use that
them,
diversion.
Man.
Yeah, go get them.
One of them dressed like a dog. Yeah. And was walking the guy dressed like a dog.
Stand your ground, lady. But yeah, hold on. Let me pull up the news coverage of this here.
Yeah, because I get that she like why someone would come out with a gun if like people were rifling around. But, like, here's the thing. I don't like cops, but it feels weird that she would come out and be like, hey, what are you guys doing here?
Yes.
If they looked like cops, because, like, unless you're, like, someone that, like, wants to shoot a cop on purpose, that's, like, a weird reaction.
Well, Frank in the chat saying they were behind a wall.
So maybe she just heard bodies running around and, like, came out with a gun like it's some sort of weird vigilante move.
Yeah, Pink Lemon Egg. Maybe don't run onto people's properties with weapons unannounced if you do not desire to be Rudy Tootie fresh and shooting.
I got my hash pipe gunshots.
Yeah, hell yeah, Max.
Joining us, new body cam video released today shows a bizarre confrontation between LAPD officers and the wife of a Weezer band member in Eagle Rock.
Officers were searching the neighborhood for suspects in a hit and run when Jillian Schreiner came outside holding a gun. KTLA's Sandra Mitchell is live in Eagle Rock with more on what happened next.
Okay, so she's married to a famous musician.
Yeah.
Sees people walking around, maybe comes out with a gun like, hey, get out of here. Like,
yeah,
maybe she thinks it's paparazzi or stalkers or something, and this is like a normal thing. They're cops, so obviously they escalate things for no reason, and then a gun shootout happens?
The only thing is, like, I guess I get it. I understand, like, protecting your property, but, like, I don't know. I think it's, I would be more on her side if they were, like, if they're behind a fence, they're not technically on her property. Like, are they at her door?
Ooh, wee, ooh, I look just like Dirty Harry.
Thank you, Crescendo. like, it's different when they're either at your door, they're busting in your door, or I guess even, like, in your backyard. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm still trying to wrap my head around. Like, if I had a weapon, would I be running outside like, hey, motherfuckers, who's out here?
She runs outside. If you want to destroy my shoulder, oh, yo, yo.
Just shoot me away.
Share, it was an incredibly tense situation. LAPD says that Schreiner was walking around with a loaded 9mm. Now, the video that we are about to show you might be disturbing to some people, but it will become a very important part of this complicated officer-involved shooting.
All right, so yeah, they're... Yeah, they're behind
officers
a wall.
Officers demanding a woman drop her weapon. On the other side of the fence, the wife of Weezer bass player Jillian Schreiner.
We got one that killed Quinn, got an armed suspect.
As this newly released LAPD body cam and home video from the April 8th incident shows, Schreiner's got a gun in her hand.
Schreiner's got a gun.
Put the gun down! Come on, with your hands up! Drop the gun. I'm gonna get shot.
At this point, it's possible officers on the scene believe Schreiner is linked to a hit and run nearby. The suspects ditched the car and they ran into this Eagle Rock neighborhood.
So then that's
got to
be what it is, right? Because cops are great at escalating things for basically no reason. They must have thought she was involved, and then they just turned it into a big thing, and then she was like, what's going on? And then it just becomes a gunfight?
But I also, I honestly wouldn't even blame them, though. Like, they're chasing, weirdos ran away from a car accident. You don't know if someone just kind of all of a sudden has a gun. Again, I mean, I guess, did they not announce they were officers? I mean, that sounds like cops. I get that's easy to say when you're not in the moment. If you are someone that thinks someone's, like, breaking into your house and you're protecting it, but, like, also, the security footage just shows her just kind of like marching around her property. Like, I'm gonna you know, check the perimeter. I got this.
Have they released on whether or not one of the cops was half Japanese? Because you know, Jim.
Yeah, goddamn.
Goddamn those half Japanese cops. Shoot you in the shoulder every
officers
time.
Officers on the scene believe Schreiner is linked to a hit and run nearby. The suspects ditched the car and they ran into this Eagle Rock neighborhood just off the 134. And it isn't until more than a minute into the video that we hear officers identify themselves as law enforcement.
Drop the gun! I'm gonna get shot! I'm getting shot! It's the police!
Moments later, according to LAPD...
Jesus Christ.
Schreiner racks the gun, and officers on the scene say she fired a shot at them. Police fired at least 8 shots.
Did she get shot there when she's just nonchalantly walking away?
Did she just fucking like no-sell a gunshot wound to the shoulder?
Is she a Terminator?
At them. Police fired at least 8 shots, and Schreiner was wounded in the shoulder.
Damn, she's like Dom Toretto.
Yeah, Jesus.
It appears she believes she was defending herself against the hit-and-run suspects.
There are 3 men out at the other side of this fence here.
Okay.
Police confirmed they shot the 51-year-old Schreiner twice in the shoulder.
She shot.
So then did that 911 call probably help her out a lot? Because she had clearly called saying, hey, there's men here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I get it. I kind of get it from both sides. She thinks that the dudes that ran off are, like, trying to invade her home.
Yeah.
And the cops think that she's part of the accident. I just don't understand why, if she thinks that she's, like, I would just lock my doors and be, and yeah, you have your gun and you fucking hole up in position. You can do the whole, if you want to be like badass, I guess, you can take cover in your living room and just have it aimed right at the door or window in case they come in if you really want to shoot somebody.
She's sitting there in the living room watching the news, and she's like, honey, I think they might be in our yard right now. And one of the guys that escaped that has now disguised himself as her husband is like, I don't know, but if God's letting check.
You better go bring the gun, honey.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows who's out there right now?
Ghostly Squids in the Twitch chat. She's a true crime author too. This is great for her then. This is the best thing that could ever happen to her.
She looks great for her age, I gotta say.
All right. Do you want a cover?
She was booked on suspicion of attempted murder.
Gimme, 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 gimme. Shooting in Beverly Hills.
Hell yeah, Cody. Thank you, brother.
Of a peace officer.
Wax the gun.
LAPD says they did recover that 9mm gun and a spent cartridge at the scene. So far, Schreiner has not been charged with anyone, but she is expected to appear in court on Wednesday.
Oh, charged with anyone, you stupid idiot lady? Shut up.
You've been charged with being fucking cool as hell. How do you plead? Guilty.
In Eagle Rock tonight. I'm Sandra Mitchell, KTLA 5 News. Sharon, Mike.
I think there's I think there's video of just the security footage here.
While in the rear yard of that residence, the officer saw a woman in an adjacent rear yard armed with a handgun.
She's kind of fiddling with it. Gun.
Fucking, who made this? The shape?
I'm going to go check the perimeter. You hunker down on the inside. Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, unless she thought they were running. I mean, again, if the news helicopter's like showing them and she sees her neighborhood, maybe that's enough.
Yeah.
Drop the gun! If we have one at some point, they are armed with the gun.
Hey, what is she? I can't see from. What is she doing right now?
All right. Yeah. It seems like they shot before anything.
Yeah.
They're trying to say she shot first or something.
No way.
You Shrek. That's why the video cuts so quick. Because they're being like, she did something. Bow, 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 bow. Immediately. But, dude, she takes it like a fucking champ,
dude,
though. Two shots
look
to the
at her.
Shoulder.
Like she's just, like, nonchalantly, like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck your bullets. Your bullets.
She's like John McClane walking around barefoot, gunshot wound. Ho, 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 I've got a gun now.
Racking gun, pointing it, and firing it.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow, that's so cool.
It's such a weird situation.
Yeah, it's very, it seems like a very messy situation regardless. It's actually a wonder stuff like this doesn't happen more often now that I think about the idea of like police chasing people through yards and stuff, that there's going to be like a lot of stand your ground people and like good guy with a gun wannabe heroes and stuff like that kind of mess up the situation.
I guess I didn't even think about it, but I would have just assumed you weren't able to have a gun in like LA or California. I mean, I guess you can.
Everyone's got like 10 guns.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like there's just different, there's handgun laws and then, because there are like some places are just like gun-free zones or whatever.
They just got
they don't, or it's like super hard to get
like
whatever
automatic.
The license is, specifics. I don't know enough.
They only have six shooters. Yeehaw.
Yeah. Because I know like it's easier to get like a rifle than a handgun. But then again, she's like, well off.
Yeah.
She's the bass player from Weezer's wife. So
it's just like,
and she's a
lighters.
True crime author.
It's like a lighter gun. She's just like out there smoking weed. She lives in LA.
Yeah.
And they're like, put it down. She's like, huh?
What books does she put out? What's her name? Is it Jillian? Yeah, Jillian Schreiner.
Yeah, let's do a fucking Book 'em Dano with Jillian Schreiner. I bet they're sexy as hell. Unless they're, are they like true
crime? Dude, a sexy true crime book? That's
fictional.
Like a, That's a woman's wet dream.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Behold the monster. What is this one? Confronting America.
Serial killers.
America's most prolific serial killer by Jillian Loren. He was sitting right across the table and he would have killed her if he could. Jillian Loren had no idea what she was getting into when she wrote her first letter to prolific serial killer Samuel Little.
Wait, it's an autobiographical true crime book?
She's a weirdo. She put herself in this. Now I'm convinced she put herself in this situation. All she knew is her research had led her to believe he was guilty of many more murders than the three for which he had been convicted. While the two exchanged...
Make sure the suspect is black before you shoot him.
Absolutely, Chat Martin, PhD. Although they did still shoot her, even though she's not black. While the two exchanged dozens of letters and embarked on hundreds of hours of interviews, Loren gained the trust of a monster. After maintaining his innocence for decades, Little confessed to the murders of 93 women, often drawing his victims in haunting detail as he spoke. How could one man evade justice, manipulating the system for more than four decades?
Good evening, cowards.
Let's see, across the country, blah, blah, blah. Loren delivers the harrowing report of her unusual relationship with a psychopath. But this is more than a deep dive into the actions of Samuel Little. Loren's riveting and emotional accounts reveal the women who are lost to cold files, giving Little's victims a chance to have their stories heard.
Dude, what if Caddy Studs Investigations talked to some serial killer and we like uncovered a bunch of murders?
Well, but also like, I mean, not to go the obvious route. So is she cucking out the guy from Weezer for like serial killer dick? Like she's just writing all. I don't think you're getting tons of letters back and forth unless you're, you know, getting a little saucy in some of your letters.
I think the danger is just the idea like she's a bored rich wife. But so I mean, the idea that you're writing a letter and talking to him is what's exciting.
I mean, the guy himself responding though.
Oh, he's getting saucy.
But that's what I mean. But for him to, because he's probably got fucking bitches on bitches sending him letters all day. So he's not just going to reply to any random letter unless we're getting a little saucy on there.
Maybe she dropped a Polaroid.
Yeah, she definitely dropped a Polaroid or
some ass pics.
I don't mean to get blue here for you, but let's expand on how this happened. She isn't just falling into Richard Little's lap or whatever his name is.
All I'm saying is a woman can't just be an author. She had to have sent saucy Polaroids to the serial killer.
Well, how many dudes was he writing letters back to? You know what I mean?
Dude, I send saucy Polaroids to so many girls in prison.
Yeah, and how many of them are responding?
I'm married to all of them. I'm in like 9 poly relationships, Jim. You want in?
I'm in. Okay, I want cool. in for sure.
Obama.
Very haunted.
Hell yeah, Max. Hell yeah, Max Murder. I'm haunted. But now she's just got a new goddamn book for up. She's going to get a book out of this. Lock her up. Throw away the key. I'm on the police's side now.
No.
She's known for her memoirs she wrote about her time spent as a call girl. Some Girls, My Life in a Harem. A harem of the Prince of Brunei. What is this?
I don't want to judge the bass player of Weezer, but why did you marry this one? I know that like everybody's got a past, but come on.
An autobiographical account of her experiences as one of the paid young female guests of Prince Jeffrey Bolkiah, brother of the Sultan of Brunei, between 1992 and 1995. Includes a description of the arrangements she said were established practice for young female guests of the prince during 1990s. Young, attractive women were hired for a short-term contract, typically for 3 weeks. Contracts in some cases got extended, in some cases were up to a year or two more. The female guests were accommodated in luxurious houses on the grounds of the royal estate and had only limited access to places outside of the property. The female guests were paid relatively well, an order of $20,000 per week, and were given valuable gifts such as jewelry. The guests were expected to attend a party on any evening when Prince Jeffrey was expected to be present. The party would include one or two dozen of the paid women, Prince Jeffrey and a number of Jeffrey's friends and other male guests. The parties involved singing, dancing, drinks, and other entertainment.
Oh, fucking, I bet they were doing Boiler Room Egypt style.
Yeah. One girl would typically leave the party with Prince Jeffrey for some time. The female guests would sometimes, although rarely, be escorted to meet with Prince Jeffrey during the daytime in his office. Lauren became Jeffrey's number two girlfriend, leading her to meet the Sultan in person, as well as to travel abroad with Jeffrey's entourage. Her total income between 1992 and 95 for 2 years' presence in Brunei was about $300,000. Primarily mentioned in the book, only one of the guests was a former penthouse pet of the year who lived with the family.
I think she's one of the ones that's always pissing.
Yeah.
Penthouse is weird. So by making fun of this lady's book, are we slut shaming or are we kink shaming?
No. What the fuck? What is this prince though? Did they lock him up? Did they Epstein this motherfucker? What is this shit?
I hope so. I hope not. I hope he got away with it.
Southeast Asia.
Oh.
Or is this just a culture we need to respect? Do we just not understand their culture?
I feel like I have a pretty fair understanding of the culture, Jim. So I feel like it's okay that we're acting the way we do.
And not to be that guy, though, to turn into the...
toxic misogynist?
Not even toxic misogynist. I guess like the prejudice guy. Because I was traveling this week. And just this classic thing where there's like... foreigners don't know how to get off a fucking elevator or get on an elevator for some reason. Like, what the fuck? Like, and the thing is, it's like Americans, for all this reputation of being rude Americans or whatever they want to say, like, it's like, don't go and embarrass America. I swear to God, motherfuckers come here, don't give a shit. That's for sure. Because you could try to get off an elevator, they'll walk right through you. You could try to get on an elevator, they'll cut in front of you. I'm trying to get in an elevator.
Were they from France?
They were these Saudi guys. They had robes and all. Headdresses, robes, sandals, the whole fucking nine. And
they all owned esports teams.
Yeah. I hit the button. I'm waiting for the elevator out of the lounge, the airport lounge. And they just walk right in front of me and walk right into it. And I was like, these motherfuckers here talking shit, no doubt. So then after that, as I'm like rushing to my gate. And it wasn't the same guys, but it was some other Saudi guys in the airport. For whatever reason, the SFO airport's full of Saudi guys. You know the moving walkways in the airport?
Yeah.
There was like a big line or whatever at one of the gates. But these guys, for whatever reason, are standing right in front of the walkway. Like they were just talking and they were standing right in front of it. And everyone was walking around them. And I had my luggage and I was like, you know what? You know who's not walking around
here
them?
I come.
This fucking guy right here. So in the middle of a discussion and I just started going, oh, excuse me. Fucking barreled right through them. Well, I was
what's fun though
is payback for the elevator.
I love the whole, oh, excuse me, where you act friendly, but you know what you're doing. Yeah, that's a great move.
Because Stella was even like, what are you doing?
I'm a big fan.
I was like, yeah, I did
that
on purpose. She's like, yeah, I know you did.
I love that move. That's a great move.
Oh, excuse me. And they're like, like, yeah, that's right. Take that shit elsewhere. You're standing in front of the goddamn walkway.
They all started dropping the passports that belong to the Hawks that they own. Or Falcons. I can't remember. Saudis all own like Falcons or something that they like,
yeah.
That they're allowed to get passports. They put them on planes. It's one of the two. Hawks or Falcons.
Chat Martin. They were saying, isn't that the guy that Corey Feldman hates?
I think that's the guy that Corey hates.
I was definitely walking around Epic Universe repping my Cocoa Bun shirt. I was definitely showing up for sure.
Yeah, you gotta. Mm.
But anyways, yeah.
Wow, what a wild story.
The headline shouldn't be Weezer Bassist's wife. It should be ex-prince call girl gets shot by police.
Ex-call girl shrugs off bullet like nothing.
How many memoirs did this broad write? Jesus Christ.
She's had an interesting life. She's had a full life,
good for
Jim.
Her. Yeah, good for her, apparently.
I feel like you're speaking from a place of jealousy, Jim.
I kind of am. 300 grand just to like suck some guy's dick for a while.
Jim, now you are slut shaming.
What was it? What's her other book about? What if it just comes out she's a liar? Like these are all lies.
My other books were lies, a memoir by Jillian Lauren.
Yeah, because this other one's called Everything You Ever Wanted, a punk rock Shahrazad. What is that?
What the fuck?
Shahrazad? In her younger years, Jillian Lauren was a college dropout, a drug addict, and an international concubine. Oh, it's just more about what she, how she was in the harem. But, dude, that's why now I'm totally second-guessing this, this whole incident with the police. Now I feel like it's premeditated, dude. Like, this was almost, like, she knew it wasn't going to be suicide by cop. But she's like, damn, I need a new book. Fuck. I keep telling my goddamn harem story and my serial killer hookup. Now I need a shot by cop because I'm roaming around my property with a gun.
This concubine needs a new memoir to write.
And if they kill me, avenge me.
Tell the prince I miss him.
Yeah, because she wrote two books on being a concubine.
Tell Prince Jeffrey I loved him. Pow, pow.
I love Bokia, Prince Bokia. It's all for you. Yeah, because she wrote a book called Some Girls, My Life in a Harem, and then the other one was called Everything You Ever Wanted.
Well, hey, you know what? Milk it for all it's worth.
Yeah, milk that fucking cow. Then get shot by the police.
You know what? We do a show about Corey Feldman every week, and we've done it for a year. So who the fuck are we to judge this girl writing two books about one thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
And she wrote three books.
Well, that one just looks like it's French.
Oh, yeah. Miss Nuisa, huh? Miss Nuisa?
Jim, do you speak French? Since when?
Let's see.
Are you a member of the Lebuta?
all right, what else is popping?
Those are the hot chick wizards from...
Is that what that is?
It's Bobota. I'm sorry, I said Lebuta.
Although, actually, where was it? Someone in the chat called her a punk rock Charizard when we were trying to...
That's pretty good. That's a good joke. Whoever said that, good job. Unless it was, what's the guy, Psy? Is that the guy we hate?
Spa.
Spa. We don't hate him.
Spa Wiz. He's still in here upset.
He's still upset?
He's still in here upset about the members only.
Why
stuff.
Is he so mad? I've never been that mad about anything.
Let's see. What else is popping?
Just come on Friday.
Yeah, just hang out on Friday. Just do what you're doing Friday. Right now.
Yeah, you're
this
here.
This is all you had to do. Just hang out during the stream.
You're here.
You know what it was? I think, actually, hold on, Berserker Vision. Concubines and Cocoa Buns. A memoir by Jim Scampoli. You know, because if I remember correctly, because he commented last week, he fell asleep at the beginning of the stream. Mm-hmm. And I replied to his comment. But then I guess by the time he woke up to watch it, it was behind a paywall, and he's been upset about it ever since.
Just listen to the show.
Let's see here.
Or just don't be upset. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the fear of missing out, but not the upset. What's the upset?
Oh, wait. What's going on with Dr. Pepper guy?
Nothing good. There's no way anything good's happening with him.
This was a couple weeks ago. This girl tried to kill her parents for saying Happy Easter to her because it was Easter.
Mm-hmm.
This is new at 5. Easter Sunday.
Call me crazy. Sounds like an overreaction.
Stabbing attack in Vancouver.
Yeah, police say a 19-year-old girl went after her parents with a knife after her father told her, quote, Happy Resurrection
Day.
Wait,
can you pause?
Mackenzie.
Yeah. Is this news happening in America? Or are they, and they're talking about Vancouver, or is this in Vancouver?
Vancouver, but is it like the America Vancouver? Isn't
like the actual news anchors? Because this feels weird, but when's the last time you saw two white guys as news anchors?
Oh, yeah.
It's always like a white guy and like a Latina woman or like a black man and like a...
No, it's Portland news.
A Filipino girl or something.
Yeah, no, it's Portland's...
Wow.
Portland Channel 2.
Come get your boys, Eric. Yeah. What are these two white guys doing on the news?
Yeah, Eric, do you know these guys?
Eric, are they your friends? Eric, are these your roommates?
Direction Day. Mackenzie Hafer appeared in court today. According to her account in police documents, she responded that she does not believe in God, which sparked an argument with her father. She eventually set it back, then started cooking food. And when her mother asked what happened, another argument ensued and Hafer threw her phone. When her father confronted her about that, she allegedly stabbed him in the stomach with a steak knife and cut her mother's throat.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
So it wasn't quite the happy resurrection day. It was more that they wouldn't leave her alone, and she's trying to make her dinner.
Yeah, how stupid does her mom feel for poking the bear? The argument was over. Yeah,
she's angry right
throat
now.
Throat slit.
I'm upset that I was even gonna make this joke, but I was gonna do the Snickers like hungry, need a Snickers thing, and I was like, you know what? Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. It's cool though that they're letting her wear a laser tag vest in court. That's fucking awesome.
Stomach with a steak knife and cut her mother's throat. Both parents are expected to survive. Hafer now faces two counts of attempted murder. Her bail was set at $500,000.
Oh, they're not dead? Yeah, no, they lived. They just got... that's got to be fucking... I mean, obviously, it's horrifying either way to get your fucking throat cut.
Yeah.
But, you know, just having to try to hold it and be like, I got to stay alive. Got to stay alive. Oh, my God.
Should I breathe? Should I not breathe? I don't know what to do.
I'm going to die on Easter. But we've said
I'm
this.
I'm going to die on Easter. is that a good day or a bad day? Fuck.
And I mean, we've said this many times, but like, it's got to be wild to, you know, create a child and raise it and love it and, you know, do everything you can for it. And then one day it just attacks you.
Yeah. It's like, you're like, I used to love you. And then you, is this how you thank me? By slitting my throat on Easter?
Because I said, what happened? Wait, why'd you get mad at your dad?
Do I die? Am I going to die?
Wow. Yeah, stabs dad over religious greeting.
Oh, and she's 19, dude. She should have done this like 2 years earlier.
Yes. Yeah. Do it when you're a minor.
Yeah.
With the intent to kill him. Her mother started yelling at her. Okay. Yeah, this is a little different. Henry's father said, happy resurrection day. That would be annoying too. Just say happy Easter. I get where she's coming from. I don't care about like the religious aspect of it. Just call it by its name, Easter.
Yeah.
She replied she didn't believe in God.
You're right. That's the bad part about this story, Jim. You're right.
Heather said the greeting, said the greeting back to her father, but later grabbed a knife and stabbed him in the stomach with the intent to kill him. Her mother started yelling at her, and that's when Heather cut her throat with the knife. There has to be more to this, right?
Yeah,
there has
it feels
to be
like
it comes out later that there's like there's like sicko parent stuff they're doing.
Ooh, or maybe she's like a concubine.
Yeah, she used to be a concubine and a harem.
Yeah, she's a punk rock Charizard.
But yeah, that's just a good, quick feel good.
Wow, weird.
Feel good Easter.
It's crazy that
it.
They lived. I think that's the most. Because in my brain, I just assumed that like. I mean, stabbed in the stomach fucks a lot of stuff up.
It's so
and then
weird.
Slit throat, not just like
you hear about that
the,
sometimes
the neck
though.
With a knife, but like slit throat.
Yes, you hear about that sometimes though, and then it's just like I guess because movies and TV, you know, I mean, I guess it must be in real life that usually you die from that though too. But
yeah,
it's wild when you hear about either someone getting stabbed like 40 times and living, or getting their throat slit and they somehow live through it. Or even get shot in the shoulder by police and just walk away like nothing happened.
Yeah, like it's nothing at all. Write 3 books about it.
Actually, this is from a while ago. Where was it? Not this one.
President Obama elected president. From a while ago. A little bit ago.
Just a good old-fashioned crazy person in a park freaking out that the police have to come.
Hell yeah.
You know we love a good freak out video. A nice body cam freak out video. Always good to watch.
Very excited. Oh, and it's only 22 seconds long. That means it's extra good.
That's 9 minutes and 22 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Disturbance near the children at the splash pad.
You're arguing something.
Yeah,
listen, please.
All right.
So yeah, this is the disturbance. This is a lady in like essentially a diaper.
Is that the elephant man? You know how I describe this? I describe this as a lady wilding in her drawers.
Yeah. This almost was like a lady looking to try to get a book story out of something. Yeah. Like, it's almost like this is so on the nose. I had to be like, wait a minute. I mean, I didn't look too deep into it, but I was like, are the comments, are people saying this is fake? Because can this actually happen?
Yeah.
Or is this a fucking sketch that someone's doing?
Yeah, what am I looking at?
I mean, maybe it is a sketch. I haven't watched it because it almost feels too on the nose.
Yeah.
No, listen, please, listen. All right. Okay. I bet you got in the hospital. I'm not even smoking. Check it out. I'm not even smoking. Look at all your things. There's a bunch of things. No, I know. I was going to go over there. Grab all your stuff. Let's go.
Although, I guess, is she just trying to partake in the splash pad like everyone else? Is that what happening here?
Yeah, it seems like this mongoloid's just trying to cool off, Jim.
I mean, it looks hot out.
I don't understand what crime she committed. Yeah. I'm waiting to find out.
Last I checked, this is a free country.
Yeah. Can a humble mongoloid not simply cool her jets next to a public splash pad?
Anywhere but here. You can't be around here doing this. Not with the kids here.
I'm walking. I got my stuff over there at Melinda's purse.
Okay, grab it and start heading towards that park.
Dude, what's great is you could see that like the family sitting on the bench, everyone's just doing the like, just stare straight ahead. Yeah. Don't look at the woman.
Yeah.
Don't. Hopefully the police can handle this. Like, just look down, son. Or like, let's just pretend that's not happening 20 feet from us.
But Dad, I want some of her weed.
I want what she's got.
Hey, that's fucking, that's crazy. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Really? No fucking doing this. Get off of me, man. I'm just on the hospital for fucking love it. You talk to me like that. I give a fuck. I'll look at me too. Look how you're acting in front of me. Grab your stuff. Let's go. All right, you're gonna take it.
The voice change right there, huh? That was when the demon takes over. Yeah, no, seriously. She went from like friendly retard to like Mephistopheles is like in her soul.
You're going to shit. We're taking sunrise and fucking jail. No, you keep acting like this, you're going to jail. You're going straight to jail.
I like that kid behind her just having the time of his life.
Yeah, dude, he don't. Yeah,
while Frankenstein's monster is like literally marching around behind her.
What do you know? Hey, what are you doing, man?
You're acting this way in front of the kids. How am I acting? Look how you're acting right now.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier, you want to fuck following me. I'm trying to fucking do drugs. I don't care. Can we follow me to Hondo? And I'm not a fucking prostitute.
I do love
unintelligible.
Yeah, I love that it had to say unintelligible. Blah, blah, blah. Although it's now getting into the prostitute. And also, I mean, I guess not necessarily in defense of the cops that shot the Weezer lady, but like, because these aren't the same cops, obviously, but this is some of the shit. This is some of the shit you're dealing with. And then a second later, you're chasing a guy through a neighborhood and you see a lady with a gun. You're like, what the fuck?
Well, if Weezer lady's shrugging off one gunshot, this chick must look like a fucking Terminator, like Michael Myers marching towards you, just eating gunshots, dude.
This lady looks like she could barrel through like three cops.
Yeah,
if she went into like a football stance and just ran at them. Like, dude, game over. I would love the body cam fucking POV of that shit. Yeah,
Green Bay Packers sign her immediately.
Look how you're talking in front of these kids.
This guy's brave.
Right, yeah.
I almost never give cops compliments. Yeah. But this guy is brave for acting the way he is around her because like she looks like she is like 1 second away from just like Mortal Kombat fatality, something
yes.
like ripping your head off your spine or like uppercutting you into a million bones or something.
Zap Brannigan, this lady should play Mama Fratelli in Goonies too. Yeah, I mean, she would nail it. She'd be even better.
She'd be good as what's the big mongoloid guy?
Oh, Sloth.
Yeah, she could be Sloth too.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I put a guy out of the subway. Okay? I'm on my kids right here.
I feel like that lady if she stood next to this crazy lady, it's like a funhouse mirror.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what we're looking at right now.
I don't care. I don't even know there's a
She might be in a diaper at the local park, but at least she's not a concubine like Weezer's wife.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Thank you, Crescendo. Yeah,
this chick's just trying to get a book.
Yeah, she's just trying to cool off. She's just trying to chill and enjoy the splash pad like everyone else.
Yeah, apparently it's illegal to chillax. Yeah. When did chillaxing become illegal, Jim? Yeah.
There's stairs. I don't see
friends keep pushing
around
and
say who.
Let's go.
Hey. No, get this. Gotta see dead husband.
I'm just watching for my kitty.
What is kind of funny about this, though, too, is they're kind of like, hey, you're fat and ugly. You got to get out of here.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like she started yelling after they accused her. So it's kind of just like they're like, I mean, you're scary looking. Maybe you leave.
I mean, she does kind of have her like titties out almost, but if it was just a girl in a bathing suit, a normal looking girl, people probably still would be upset. They'd be like, hey, come on, there's kids here. Like, this is go to a pool or something. But I think it mostly is that she's like a monster.
I mean, also like, I don't condone drug use, but I feel like pretty low on the list of places you should be smoking weed is the crowded splash pad.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I forgot that she does basically have her drugs out, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's talking about how she's just trying to get high.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Y'all start touching me and shit for my butt.
Joe, we're not doing none of that. Grab your stuff.
No, I'm not smoking in front of the kids. And I'm moving for the fucking car.
Is the pro move to go stand in the water so they can't tase you?
I thought that's...
I'm invincible, bitch. Fuck you. I live here now.
I thought she was heading for the water before just to kind of keep her from, because they'd be like, ah, fuck. I don't want to get all, like, my uniform all wet and shit.
Just share a puddle with a kid. Be like, what are you going to do? What are you going to tase me?
Shit.
Okay, is she
still unintelligible?
Is she leaving at least?
Watch my tell my daddy, bitch. Excuse me now.
Wouldn't it be funny if there's a second splash pad where everybody's ugly and they're like, oh, please go to the.
They just usher her to it.
They just want her to go to the ugly splash pad. That's what they were mad at.
There you
about.
Go. Now this is where you can be. You can hang out. You can smoke all the weed you want here.
Yeah, a bunch of people smoking weed, doing meth, being like, blah, 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 blah.
Wait, caller stated the subject was using a red and black Halloween mask. Oh, okay. When they called the cops on her, she initially had a mask on before this.
They see her in the mask and go, ah, she takes it off and go, ah!
Okay,
here, she was smoking weed at a splash pad. We chased her into this burning down windmill.
Smoking a cigarette over there.
That's part of the problem. You're over there smoking a cigarette
in front of kids. No, I wasn't smoking a cigarette in front of kids. I know better than that. I'm not fucking stupid, sir. Don't talk to me like that. I'm a guy that's all right. Y'all know that. I've been fucking cheap for me.
The demon's back, Jim.
Just behave.
They've been teasing Finn Balor's demon on Raw, but it was her all along.
Thank you, Ms. Dog Lover. Did she even saying the demon's back? It sounded like she even said that, too.
I wouldn't be shocked. She's speaking in tongues.
And this is also the thing. I think we were talking about this not too long ago, where someone has that detached gaze in their face where it's like, this person could do anything.
Yeah.
Like, they've lost the plot completely. And that's a scary thing when you're looking at someone and it's like, oh, no, this person can just attack me like an animal.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how big or small they are, how dangerous they look. Like, they're capable of anything.
Jefferson, my seniors from you officers messing with me. And I didn't even do this, but picking up clothes and shit and cleaning up shit.
Check it out. You need to grab your stuff. You need to go.
No!
Yes.
Nope.
You need to grab your stuff and you
it's
need to go.
Public.
I'm going that way.
Maybe her. Do you think her red and black is a Deadpool mask? She's walking around as Deadpool.
Yeah, she's just making chimichanga jokes.
I'm fat pool.
Her water breaks. She was pregnant. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Why are we standing in a splash pad? It's the last place to be standing if your water breaks. Why would you do that, ma'am?
I'm going to yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you.
You're fucking crazy. Let's just fucking cut. You can't even talk to me yet. And then I'm trying to sleep over there.
She's really the shape. Red arrow points at cop.
Yeah, these cops ain't about that life.
Yeah, right. Hell yeah, Max. Thank you, man. She is fucking going off, too. She sounds like Cartman, kind of, also.
Yeah, she kind of does.
Am I fucking with me?
You can't just do whatever you want.
I'm not doing whatever I want! Don't do that! You'll find me in the hotel! Fucking my friend! It don't even matter when you follow me! And then I go...
And the sad reality, though, is that this is just a person that needs help.
Yeah, yeah. Until her face splits open like the Bad Thing remake, absorbs the cop.
And you're wondering why we're having you removed from the park.
I don't give a fuck. I'll come back when it's clean. But you got a sunrise. Quit fucked with me. And y'all want to fucking fight? I'm going to get my couch back. So I'm allowed. I'm allowed to fucking yell. That's right. I got another charge. I didn't give a fuck.
All right, well,
I'm going to the cemetery, but
not
like this.
You know how I was telling you to
I'm
grab
leaving.
Your stuff and leave?
I'm leaving.
And you were still here causing a public nuisance and being disorderly?
No,
okay,
ma'am.
Well, now we're past that.
All right, let me leave.
Here
let
we go.
Now you're arrested. Now you're arrested. Now you are under arrest. So... You
she might just be looking for three hots in a cot anyways. This could be all part of the plan.
She might be looking for a lot of hots in a cot, Jim.
Yeah, can I get multiple hots and a pretty large cot?
Yeah, I'm wondering how many cots you might have available, because I'm going to be sucking down some hots. So hook a lady up.
Shows up in jail. How are the hots today?
Respect my authority. Rolling on the floor laughing emoji.
Thank you, Ms. Doug Glover.
You got any cots?
I'm going to need more than one cot. I don't know if you've seen me.
Can a bitch get a cot, please?
Get up and walk over to my unit. Or we can call... Have the sergeant bring out the wrap.
Set this up with my judge from Deeper Life Church, my pastor, because I've been clean off a mess on my plane. I go to church on the move.
Ugh.
I'm allowed to smoke bud because I got my cancer back.
Jump for it.
How about shit?
Let's go. Let's walk over to my unit.
I'm not fucking walking back from the hospital, dude.
You're not going to the hospital. Don't worry about it.
She shoots herself in the leg. Oh, well, what about now?
Yeah,
are you a liar, officer?
You still think we ain't going to the hospital?
Here we go again.
Put the mask on.
Yeah, put the Deadpool mask on.
Just a friend. Why she calling you?
She starts doing the bye-bye-bye dance.
Over to the white units over here.
That's an impressive belly.
It's wild.
She's got like a fucking knee brace on.
Oh, yeah, she was complaining about her knee earlier. I wonder if she hurt her knee.
Over this way. So, Ms. Contreras.
This is bullshit, dude. I've been drug free and everything. You got Deeper Life Church.
Well, we gave you the chance to leave, and you didn't want to leave.
I was leaving, man.
No, you weren't.
Don't start with me.
Hey, come on,
don't start with me. We're still fighting.
There we go. The demon's back. But also...
I love when the demon shows up.
I love the demon. It is amazing how many of these interactions are just... someone not leaving when they're asked to leave. It's always like, all right, look, just get out of here. Like, you just go over, just go away. Like, whatever the situation is, like, hey, just go. And I guess I get it. In one hand, when you're in this mode, you're like, I'm not going to do that because you told me to do it. I'm going to show you that I don't have to do it. But then, of course, it's always going to get to the point where you're like, all right, well, I'll leave. And it's like, nope, sorry.
Well, and I'm guessing she's homeless. And
yes.
It's like increasing numbers of places you can't even just exist anymore. Like even
true.
In a park, like I could sit at a park all day long doing nothing and no one will ask me to leave. But if a homeless person did the same thing, they're like, well, why are you here? You can't be here. And I'm not even like I tend to like be pretty lenient on that and say like it's pretty shitty.
Sure.
But it is one of those things where like I'm sure that both of these parties are at wit's end with each other.
I mean, how long could you sit at the park in your underwear smoking weed, though?
I bet I could get away with it longer than her.
Probably. Yeah.
I bet like I'd get fucking like two girls' phone numbers. before the cops kicked me out. They're like, who's that mysterious cool guy over there in his underwear smoking weed in the park?
What confidence to just be smoking weed in his underwear in the park?
Is he famous?
Don't start with me. Don't start with me. We're fighting. You really want to get in trouble? Yo, shut the fuck up.
I'm talking to him.
Fuck starting, bitch.
Oh.
Jesse, let's go.
Yeah, they like know
before
her name
you end up
and shit.
More things than
fuck
you need
away
to.
From me, cheesecake.
Cheesecake?
Let's go.
Hey, got him.
Regulation for your fucking, in your fucking face, eh? Fucking bitch. Thank you away from me.
Shit.
That's a charge. That's a fucking charge.
Look, she even knew, though.
Yeah, she knew.
She's like, let's.
She's like, let's fucking hurry this along. Your girl needs three hots and a cot. What am I doing here? I got no fucking cot in sight.
Yeah. Enough of the foreplay. Let's stop dancing around this. Let's get this fucking party started.
Trying to drown in some hots over here. Pow.
Thank you. Wait for me. Get away from me! That's a charge! That's a fucking charge! Fucking pull me! My fucking leg from cancer! You fucking got what I get? You got what I get? Take me, motherfucker! Look, bitch!
It is so funny when people talk shit to cops, though.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing.
My fucking shit! Full of fucking play! Motherfucker! Alright! Alright! Don't put my head, bitch.
All right, you got me.
All right, my bad.
All right, fair enough. Take your knee off my back, please.
All right, you know what? I tried something. It didn't work. You guys, we all know what's happening.
Fucking red guard. Watch, fool. Watch, fuck.
Mommy, sad face emoji.
Aw. Nancy, thank you.
You puta. You want to see me? All right. All right, bitch. Watch.
All right. Now,
walk.
You want to walk or be drunk?
I'm going to be walked.
Okay.
I can
then
walk.
Then get up and walk.
What the fuck is that? I mean like that. When you fuck with me, I fucking attest to
my this doesn't work.
You fucking pull me. I can
walk. Then walk.
Then walk.
Then walk.
Don't pull me like that.
Oh my god.
Oh, look, everyone
everybody's left. I wonder why. Why'd
they leave the splash pad? It's such a beautiful day. Now it's empty.
It's just because it's in the shade now. That's why.
Maybe that's the ugly people. splash pad. All she had to do was just go over there.
Yeah, just go to your splash pad, ma'am.
And you get fucked up. You and your whole fucking son and shit. Fucking fuck tape. Officer.
Was that her fat titty that they had to blur out?
Nice. Lucky. Some guys in the background. Oh, ooga. Get out of the park. No, I'm not leaving. Get out.
No, lock me up with her. Ooga, ooga.
I'm looking for two more hots because I see one right here. Ooga. It's a fucking weird pervert.
It's a pervert's dream. Oh, that'd be so funny.
And they're like, yeah, we don't fucking have time for you, sir.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Sir, please, we're in the middle of something. Hubba, hubba.
Yeah, just some other horn dog guy that also wants to get arrested.
You got one of those cummerbunds you pull and it rolls up.
Yeah, it's the fucking mask. The literal mask guy. Oh, Jesus. And he only appears once her gross titty pops out. Like, he's not there the whole time.
I swear, sir, I looked around and the perimeter was completely empty.
I thought you cleared the park. I swear, sir, the park was clear. The titty brought him out.
Literally came out of nowhere.
Oh, shit.
God damn it, this phantom horn dog.
Officer, we're dragging. We're fucking put up. I'm a fucking cuss down. Fuck, tired of fucking with him. Get off of me.
Get in.
Fucking disrespectful. Fuck. What was I doing?
Oh, yeah, they're
Isis.
Out. They're fucking fully out.
Yeah, those bongos are out.
Obama. I saw a nip today. She was being carted away.
Those nips
Thank
are,
you, Max.
Those yabos are howling.
Yeah, the wolf pack is loose.
Maybe I need to go to the park more often.
I do it. This has to be just fucking
okay,
fuck. I'm going to New York State and I'm fucking pick a bell.
Why does it look like she has like rows of teeth like a shark?
Yeah, she really does. She's whoa, yeah.
That's weird, dude.
Fuck
she
yeah.
is a fucking demon.
Yeah.
It is demon time.
It's a distracted
time.
Boyfriend meme, and it's like the mask, like looking over her shoulder at this lady's yabos yeah. out while Cameron Diaz is like, whoa.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz is like, oh.
I don't give a fuck. I just go to New York State and I fucking pick a bell in New York. Every time I come over here, I just give a fuck.
Now my ass is out. The guy's over there like fucking having a seizure because he's fucking so horny.
You walk. You used to be selling those cups, you know, but
get inside the beer.
I don't give a fuck.
Get inside.
Bitch.
After all that, she just.
The fuck smack at me, bitch. I'll take you to the bottom slack, bitch. Throw you off with DT.
Yeah, then she just gets in after all that.
Hell yeah.
Jail.
She shoves her fucking feet through the bottom like Fred Flintstone and like starts running away with the vehicle.
I thought this was the same video, but it just went to some other fucking 300-pound woman leads cop on a wild chase with 8 kids in a Tesla.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm not going to watch the 24-minute video. I do want to see the quick teaser they give you at the beginning, though.
Is she on Cameo? Should I search Yabos?
Hell yeah, Eric. She should Yabos? Have a cameo.
Yabos?
All them kids, look
no!
out! All them kids! All them kids
no!
on the floor!
On August 26th.
What is this shit?
Say, you know what? You should save this for later. We should watch this later.
We should watch that. I'll keep that in the favorites.
Yeah, put on the docket.
Yeah, we'll keep that for the streamathon. Good long one.
Hell yeah.
Let me see before we're done here.
Oh, man, I was laughing so hard at the idea of the weird horny
yeah,
guy
the weird
appearing.
Pervert that appears. Yeah,
the apparitional poor pervert.
Let me see. Oh shit. You're
shake it, baby. Oh shit, my man. It's probably when I was laughing. Laughing so hard. So
let me
funny.
See, because I had another one where some guy was just talking shit to cops. I don't think anyone really happened, but he was just talking shit.
Oh, it's so good. I love that.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
I like living vicariously through that. Because me, a straight white guy, I don't think a cop's letting me get away with anything.
Yo, take it easy. She's a female. Hold the fuck on, man. Yo, take it easy, gang. Nah, ain't no backup. Hold on, gang, hold on. What y'all think, niggas is pussy over here or something, gang? I'm just saying, I understand that. I understand that, but y'all don't got to do all that. I don't understand that. Y'all don't got to do all that. See, I don't give a fuck what you talking about, cracker. Who the fuck you talking to, you redhead faggot? Who the fuck you talking to, pussy? Who the fuck you talking to, nigga? Fuck you wrong with you, nigga?
I actually like this because he's basically going, it's an old woman. Why does there need to be 7 of you guys? And they're all like, oh, you know what? There's actually 9 of us. He's like, how about this, Hefsler? Fuck you. I'm going to say all the things you think about yourself when you look in the mirror.
You gonna do, you bitch? You ain't going to do nothing, nigga. You ain't going to do nothing to that little girl, you fucking faggot.
Such a shame. Another fallen angel.
Hell yeah, brainwash Phil Pig. Thank you, man.
You fucking faggot. Do something to a grown man. You, nigga. Talking to you, nigga. Who the fuck you talking to, nigga? Fuck out of here, you faggot ass nigga. You want to run down on a female like that, you bitch made ass nigga. You won't do it by yourself.
What I think is kind of funny is I think at the beginning, maybe I misheard it, is they were like, you called us for her or something. And he's like, yeah, it don't matter though.
Yeah, hey.
Which I guess is fair.
Well, if I called the cops because someone was prowling at my house and then 30 of them started kicking the guy's ass and shot him five times, I might be like, hey, don't you, why'd you do that? Epsilon aside, I'm on this guy's side.
Nigga, take it easy out here. Nigga, this wine dance, boy. You new jackass nigga. Bro, fuck you talking about? This wine dance, nigga. Know that. I write your bitch ass up too, nigga. Suburbs. You know how many niggas I shot, you faggot motherfucker? What you talking about? What you niggas talking about? I got more stains than you, nigga. What the fuck you talking about out here, nigga? Have some fucking respect, you cone head ass nigga.
Somebody.
You get me. You get me. What you talking about? You get me, nigga. You talking about somebody get me? You get me, nigga. Because you want to slam a little girl up on a fucking car, you faggot. Acting like you fucking tough, nigga. Fuck out of here, you bitch ass nigga. Fuck is you talking about? Come do your fucking job, nigga. Don't fucking abuse your authority, you fucking faggot. You ain't, you suck.
Yeah,
I
see. He's calling. He said,
nigga,
come and do what I called you for. You don't got to gang up on this lady.
Although I didn't see what were they doing? Is that a lady?
Yeah. Can't you see her big sweet yabos?
Yeah. But it's almost borderline if they were yelling at the cops that were getting that park lady. Like sometimes, I mean, given they always bring a bunch of dudes, but I don't know, maybe that's protocol. Maybe you, just in case, because you never know.
There is some weird protocol. Because like I'll see them like they'll be like two teenagers and there's like seven cop cars.
But it also could be because like when you're arresting someone at a place, you never know if other motherfuckers are going to come out and be like, hey, what are you doing? All of a sudden you're getting beat up or attacked.
Or some guy shows up and is like, oh, look how fucking hot she is. Ooga.
Ooga, ooga.
How do you get me? You get me, nigga. Because you want to slam a little girl up on a fucking car, you faggot. Acting like you fucking tough, nigga. Fuck out of here, you bitch ass nigga. Fuck is you talking about? Come do your fucking job, nigga. Don't fucking abuse your authority, you fucking faggot. You ain't, you sucking dick, you bitch ass nigga.
I feel like even the lady that got arrested is like, hey, chill out, man.
Hey, man, I got a gay brother.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You have a good night. What's your wife, you fucking faggot? Fuck you talking about? Soggy mouth ass nigga. Gas, no pigmentation ass nigga. It's summertime, you bitch ass nigga. You better get your fucking your sunscreen in.
Damn, now he's going in.
Got him.
Come on.
Summertime, bitch.
Hey, we all have to worry about skin cancer.
Where's your base tin, bitch?
SPF 200, piece of shit.
Nigga, fuck you talking about, nigga?
Cocoa butter F slur.
Fucking sun bump spray can ass, bitch.
Fuck wrong with you, nigga? Think niggas gonna sit here and let your bitch ass act all crazy, nigga?
It gets to a point though too where it's like he sounds like yeah, he's talking shit, but it almost sounds like he's compensating for being scared. Like I don't think he's scared, but it gets to the point where it's like, all right, now what are you doing now? Like what is the point?
I think he now knows
or
that they're not gonna do anything, so now it's like, oh cool, I can just do whatever I want.
But is this also too the thing we talk about a lot? It's because he has his phone out too.
Sure.
So he's showing up because he knows this is great for the video.
Well, I've always said, like, I'm not a guy to get into fights, but if I'm going to talk, like, this much shit, I'm going to do it with a guy I know could never fight me even if he tried.
True.
Because that's when I'm going to suddenly be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to run my mouth.
Fuck you think this is, boy?
Oh, I think that's... No, still goes.
Nigga out here fucking bugging, nigga. Matter of fact,
all right, he wants more now. You know what?
You know what?
I'm not done.
Hits him with a GTS. Go to sleep, bitch.
Yo, can I have your name and badge number, sir? He needs say that again, sir.
All right, this is wild. I want to talk to your supervisor, by the way. I want to call him a faggot.
757. Matter of fact, hand me them papers right there, right on the side of this car. Hold on. I got none of that. I don't go nowhere, you bitch ass nigga. Because this is what I do. You don't know my name, Nate Sean Hammond. Come on, I got them writing you up, you fucking faggot. I'm writing you the fuck up, bitch. I'm writing you up, you fucking faggot. Don't come out here wanting this thinking you run nothing. We run the streets out here, you fucking bitch. Fuck you think you is, nigga.
Is he a justice guy?
like a sovereign citizen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or even maybe a pumpkin Dr. Pepper guy.
Yeah, or like
the way he's talking
kind
of makes it seem like maybe he's like a version of that.
Well, there are people that do specifically just talk shit. There are just videos of just them talking shit to police. Like that's like a whole thing.
I like that the name of this video is Sheesh.
Dude going in.
Because that's what I thought. I saw this and I was like, oh, sheesh.
You watch what I tell you. Anybody else want to get written up too? I don't give a fuck what these niggas talking about. Not you, boss, but I got a lot of respect for you, man. I'm talking about this fucking nigga.
Divide and conquer. You're the good one. I like you. Oh, yeah, Joker. Free speech auditors. Yes. Which I do. I kind of do enjoy those videos, though. The free speech auditors.
I don't know if
I'm worried about the recording.
Like sometimes they'll just they'll be on the sidewalk, kind of just filming a storefront, and they know it just like bugs the people. And like owners will come up, like, "Hey, don't film out here." And they're like, "We're on the sidewalk. Like this is a public site. Wow. We could film here." And then they'll be like, "No, actually, you can't." And it's like, "Well, actually, we can." And then they call the police, and then it just turns into a whole fucking thing.
Well, actually, it's commentary. We edited down your documentary,
yeah, right?
Gang, I don't like the way this fucking guy just did that, gang. I don't like that. I don't like that, bro. I'm just letting you know. Let me end this.
At the end, he just turns out like, but you know what? Seriously, sir, I just didn't I didn't like the way you handled that situation. I just thought you could have handled it better. You know, that's all I wanted to say.
Pulls out a samurai sword. Come on over here. Let's bury the hatchet.
Let me see here. What else do we have here?
Is this a record episode length, Jim?
We're almost done. We only got a few minutes.
I'm tapping out. I have cool things to do this weekend, so
I'm
feeling good.
This is a little on the short side from what we've been doing.
Whoa, really?
A little bit.
Okay.
At least maybe I'm looking at the timing wrong, though.
All right. No,
I could be
fine.
Looking at the time wrong.
I'm on the top of the world, Jim. I get to meet Elphaba and Glinda in roughly 24 hours, so I'll do this show forever.
You know what? Here's just a really quick one. Quick palate cleanser before we're done.
Just a baby puking. Which, by the way, hey, new listeners, you want to know what makes me laugh more than, harder than anything is babies throwing up. There are episodes of this show where I have never laughed harder in my life. I'm crying because babies are throwing up.
This is just there's a storm going on. And I think they bet this guy $500 to jump in the river.
What the fuck? Oh, no, dude. That's going to carry him away. That's going to carry him right away. Oh, no, Jim.
Hell no. Hell no, Lulu. Hell no.
He just goes under the bridge here.
Oh, bro, he's just getting washed away. He's going out to the ocean, bro.
Where are you going?
Swim, Lou.
Hell no.
Lou.
Oh, you can see fish fucking jumping, bro.
Reggie.
You went underwater. Where you go?
Well, they're going to get him, though.
What?
What the fuck?
They're going to get him, though. I just love it because it's like, clearly this is what's going to happen. Lou always does this shit.
Oh, well, and at the end of the day, when Lou's counting his money, who's the real fool? Yeah. These guys or Lou?
Well, Lou's definitely the dude that like is friends with everyone, but not really.
Yeah.
He's the one that like has to hang out in the group, but the group keeps him around because they just bust on him and make him do weird shit.
Lou's always getting washed away during flash floods.
I mean, yeah, they got 3K in their chat. They must have been like, Lou's going to do a thing again. Everyone's like, oh, fuck. Hop on the TikTok live. Lou's on again.
Oh, shit. I think there's 6 inches of rain down in Mississippi. It's even Lou's live.
Peter B, will this be posted up tomorrow? Yes, it's going to be up. Spa's not going to like this, but it's going to be up for quite a bit.
Spa, plug your ears, bro. This is not what you want to hear.
Yeah, at a certain point tomorrow afternoon, it will go for members only, but it's going to be up for a bit. So you'll have a chance. And again, You can subscribe to our podcast feed. We might not communicate this enough, actually, to a lot of the new people.
Oh, yeah, we're a show.
Yeah, we're a podcast. Although, I mean, we're a YouTube channel now. But yes, we also have a podcast. You can hear the audio versions. They're just posted on our feed throughout the week.
And you've heard, I mean, the way we talk about videos, we try to do a version where you can listen to it and not miss too much.
Yes. Yeah, we try to. So, yeah, you can go to jimandthem.com or you could search on any of your podcatcher of choice and you can listen to Jim and Them. We have a part one and a part two that's posted throughout the week. My apologies to podcasters. I know I've been kind of late with the part twos, and this week I was out of town, so I didn't get it posted till earlier today. But, hey, I got you taken care of. You can get on the Patreon as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
Don't be
like Lou.
Yeah, don't get swept away.
Yeah.
don't give up for three hots in a cot like that other lady.
Yeah, no, don't get washed into the Great Mississippi just for 500 buckaroonies.
Favorite part of the show.
I mean, it's got to be the splash pad lady. That was great.
Splash pad lady was great. The pervert that appears out of nowhere. The giant chair that Corey was sitting in.
Corey's slowly shrinking throughout the entire interview.
There was also a great, well, it's on the Discord, but Scarecrow made a great Photoshop of even tinier Corey in that chair.
I very, very funny.
So, yeah, the show keeps going on with the community. Love the community.
Fun episode.
On the Discord. But, yeah, fun episode. What else we talk about? We had that Corey interview. Oh, we had Savage call in real quick. Mike got to hear about Savage. We had that great Savage edit from Jams.
Jams.
Thank you so much. We talked about Weezer's bassist. Oh, and her being in that harem. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, her writing 100 books and shrugging off a bullet like it's nothing.
Shit. It's a journey, people.
It's a good one.
Thank you for coming along.
This is a great one, maybe even. I had my reservations early on, but we found it.
Yeah, we found it, as we always do.
Wow. Hey, you know what, Jim? I know you already mentioned it.
Yep.
But I like to clarify things. Please, go to patreon.com/JimAndThem. That's where you can find all sorts of bonus extra stuff. If you're like Spa and you just can't get enough of Jim and Them,
yes,
and you're just begging for more and you're just clamoring for more, Patreon is fantastic because this show is always going to exist. It will always be there waiting for you. It will never change. It is always going to be the core thing that we do for you, and you can enjoy it. But if you like us and you want to hear more things, we've got all sorts of bonus stuff on the Patreon for you. If you like us, you will probably like that stuff. We have watched the Patreon grow and grow and grow, especially as of late when people have been finding us. Clearly, we're doing something right. I know there's a lot of Patreons out there that are like, hey, give us $30. You get like a bonus 30-minute episode once a month. It's horse shit. We're a pretty good Patreon. We've been on there for like 10 years, so there's a huge backlog as well. So if you're just now finding us, there's never been a better time to check it out. Patreon.com/JimAndThem. Jim, what do we got up there for people right now?
Oh, my God. We got a part zero we put up this week. Jeff and I talking about WrestleMania, the two non-wrestling fans.
Oh, I'm sure he was very generous about his opinion.
Discussing WrestleMania. Thanks to Mike, I did get to go to night one. So I'm very, very appreciated, Mike. Yeah,
we had a great time. I think I had a very, very fun time.
And I had a great time, too. But yeah, we just talked about that. We talked about kind of the state of where we're at.
Our fans. Seats were fucking sick, by the way.
Yeah, we had great seats.
In case anyone wants to know.
We also got movie commentaries. We also got Pitch Storming Ain't Easy, where we pick a random character and a plot, and we pitch our own film. There's a recent one up of shit. What was the name of it?
Welcome to Cozy Brook or something?
Yeah, I had it written down, too. Hold on.
A really good one.
Aspenbrook.
Yeah. I think we did a very, very good one.
So, and then we put that up against a pitch from AI, and who does it better? Spoiler alert, your boys do.
Yeah, we've got a good track record.
We also have CSI, Caddy Studs Investigations. That's our true crime podcast. We have Jim Intervention, where we watch Intervention and have a lot of fun with it.
We just did a watch this before the show.
Yes, we did a watch this before the show. We talk about movies we recently watched, specifically the recent release of Thunderbolts. That's going to be up on the Patreon shortly. And that's just a small taste. There's so much more where that came from. And there's also a free tier where there's plenty of free stuff, Spa, where you can listen right on our Patreon to free stuff ready to go, extra bonus content.
But you know what? You do technically have to do anything at all, so I'm sure that's probably too much for Spa. But you know what, Spa? I believe that one of these days you'll find it in your heart to do it.
Yeah,
you can be a freetard, man. I believe in you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But here's the thing, Jim. When people are sick of the Patreon, sick and tired, people like Spa that are like, that's too much for me. I can simply go to a website.
Yeah.
You know what, Spa? How about you type showswhatyouknow.com?
Oh, if you go to showswhatyouknow.com, I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows. We're in the thick of it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Last of Us Season 2, The Rehearsal Season 2. Andor Season 2. I'm only an episode in, but yeah, we'll be talking about all those and more at showswhatyouknow.com. Find it wherever you find your podcasts, and please subscribe and rate and review. Much appreciated.
Fantastic. I've got two endorsements this week. Jim, obviously, like you just said, Andor is back. Season 2 is here. Andor is the best Star Wars that has existed since the original trilogy. It's so good. I cannot say enough about it. If you are a Star Wars fan, you are you're really like letting yourself down by not watching Andor. If you're not a Star Wars fan and you just kind of want to like see what the clamoring's about, I bet you'd still like it, because it's kind of like, it's good for Star Wars fans. It's probably like good for non-Star Wars fans too.
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree. It's amazing that when you watch Andor, it looks so good. Like, because most Star Wars TV shows look like shit.
Yeah.
Like, the effects are not great. They're not shot well. They're not framed well. And you watch this show, it's like, this is what we've been needing. And people don't appreciate it as much as they should.
Yeah.
It's an amazing show, and it immediately slaps you in the face with talent and confidence, something you don't see a lot in Star Wars these days.
My second endorsement, since I was gone last week, is the final season of You.
Oh, I still haven't watched that yet. I forgot that's back.
So I liked it. It's not as good as the last one.
Yeah.
I feel like the big problem they run into is they realize, uh-oh, this is the last season, and we've spent four seasons making you like, functionally, the villain. And now we're closing, so we kind of have to play a lot of catch-up on, like, acknowledging that we know he's the bad guy. It's still good. Don't get me wrong. It's still good. I'll be interested in talking to you about a specific part of it, Jim.
Yeah.
Because it was something that, for a very strange reason, didn't hit me the way I think that they intended it to. And it's probably a pretty big part of the season. But I like a lot of the things they did. They close it up entirely. I think You in general is a good show. It's kind of trashy, but it's like good trashy. It's quality trashy.
Okay.
I don't watch a lot of trash, and this is probably the closest to a trashy show I've ever watched. But You is a good show, and the season, the series finale is up on Netflix right now. So those are my two endorsements. Andor season 2, pure raw art, and You, the final season, trashy whodunit serial killer goodness.
Hell yeah. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.